I'll begin by reading a passage, one of the lines from the Sambutsuge, which we just chanted. I wanted to chant this morning because I think it's very, Sambutsuge is very meaningful for us as we gather to celebrate this wonderful holiday of Halloween. So, Halloween のふさわしい Sambutsuge の一句をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。一切苦苦一切待安。To all beings who live in fear, I will give great peace. 生じの苦しみにおのぬくすすべての人々に大きな安らぎを与えようと。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Wow, I see some spooky costumes. I see some really brave costumes too here. I feel, yeah, we've got lots of superheroes protecting us this morning. So this is a wonderful celebration. Later we'll have our Halloween party over in the social hall. And I got a little sneak peek this morning. I walked in the temple this morning and I was terrified. Because there were bats and spider webs, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's pretty spooky over there. So it was still dark when I got here this morning. We haven't gone over to daylight savings time, and I thought, it's a haunted temple, even though we all know there are no ghosts here, right? But so I wanted to, for today, as we remember our, we observe our Halloween special once a year service where we get to wear our special Halloween costumes, I wanted to share with everybody a spooky story from the life of the Buddha. So we have spooky stories here around Halloween, and also at the time of the Buddha, spooky things were happening. まあ、仏様の人生からスプーキーなことがあって、それを皆さんに紹介したいと思います。So, the Buddha, at the time of the Buddha, there was a forest. It was a very, very dark forest. And it was said that a very scary man lived there. He was a very scary robber. He would rob anyone who went into that forest. And there were all kinds of stories about him. And about this scary forest, people would say, many people have gone into the forest, but no one has ever come out. And they would say, there's a scary man in there, and he wears a necklace of human fingers. And his name is Angulimala. And Anguli means finger, and Mala means necklace. So there was a story about a scary man who lived in the forest, a very scary man named Angulimala. And everyone, if they got near the forest, the people would say, don't go in there. Don't go in there. There's a very scary man who lives there. It's very dark. And many have gone in, but no one has ever come out. So everybody stayed away from the forest. They stayed away from Angulimala because he was a very scary robber. And so one day, the Buddha happened to be passing through the area. People said to the Buddha, they said, you're welcome here. Thank you for coming to our town, but don't go over into that forest. It's very dark and it's very scary. And there's a very scary man there. He wears a necklace of human fingers and his name is Angulimala. And so the Buddha said, oh, okay. Thank you for letting me know. And he just kept walking in the direction of the forest. He got to the next village and they said, don't go into the forest. Turn around. Go back the other way. Don't keep going down that road because there's a very dark forest and a very scary man who lives there. His name is Angulimala. He wears a necklace of fingers. So the Buddha sort of bowed and he received their gifts and he continued on toward the forest. Finally, he got to the last village where only the bravest and strongest people lived. And they said, they told him, don't go any further. We're the bravest and the strongest. We dare to live here, But not even we will dare to go closer to the forest. Not even we will dare to go into this very dark, dark forest because there's a scary man who lives in there. His name is Angulimala. They call him the necklace of fingers because he wears a necklace of fingers around his neck. And the Buddha said, oh, thank you for your concern. I appreciate how much you care for me. And he headed out of town. Which direction do you think he was heading? What do you think?
The forest.
He was heading for the forest. That's right. He kept walking right into the forest. And as he walked into the scary forest, who should see him but Angulimala? Sees him. And Angulimala says, how wonderful, how strange. A group of 20 men, 30 men, 40 men have all come in here trying to get me, and I've defeated them all. And yet, here comes a single man walking. I don't even see his sword. I don't even see his bow and arrow. He comes unarmed, and he comes alone. Easy pickings. I'm going to attack him. I will make him mine. I will rob him. And so Angulimala gets ready to sneak up behind the Buddha. The Buddha keeps walking at his normal pace, deeper and deeper into this very dark forest. And Angulimala's waiting, and he sees him, and he comes up behind him, and he starts running after the Buddha. He's going to run up and tackle him from behind. What does the Buddha do?
Run!
No, he doesn't run. He just keeps walking at his normal pace. And Angulimala's running as fast as he can. And again, Angulimala says, isn't it amazing? Isn't it strange? He says, in the past, I've chased down a charging elephant. I've chased down a running horse. I've chased down a running deer on my bare feet. And yet, this man walks at his normal walking pace, and I can't catch him. The faster and faster Angulimala runs, the Buddha just keeps walking at his normal pace, and he just can't catch him. He can't catch him. And he shouts out, you stop! Stop! What do you think the Buddha does? That's exactly right. He just keeps walking. He keeps walking, and he says, you stop. He says, I have stopped. You stop. And at this point, Angulimala had stopped, and he's shouting. And the Buddha is still walking. And he says, how strange, how very strange. This man keeps walking, and he says, I have stopped. And me, I'm standing here shouting at him, and he tells me to stop. So he says, I got to understand this guy. He says, what do you mean? How can you say that you have stopped when you're still walking? How can you tell me to stop when I'm standing right here perfectly still? And the Buddha tells him, he says, I have stopped, Angulimala, once and for all. Having cast off violence, having cast off harming, I no longer harm any living beings. You, though, are unrestrained toward beings. You just do whatever you want to anybody. And that is how I've stopped and you haven't. Angulimala, at this point, he did stop and he thought. He said, no one ever comes into this forest to see me. There are all kinds of stories about me and how scary and how bad I am. Nobody comes here to talk to me. Everybody comes in. If they come, they come in a big group with lots of weapons to come and attack me. And here's one person who doesn't, not afraid to come into my forest. He just walks into this forest. He doesn't even have a sword. How strange. And he teaches me. He talks to me. And he's shown me something about myself. He's helped me understand what I'm doing wrong. And so at that moment, Angulimala took his sword and his shield, and he threw it into a pit. He threw his bow and arrow into a pit. And he said, please take me as your student. Let me join you. Let me follow you and learn from you. And the Buddha welcomed him. And so Angulimala shaved off his big wild haircut. He took off all of his clothes for attacking people. And he put on the simple robes of a Buddhist monk. And he began to live as a monk. And he followed the Buddha from place to place. But sometimes people would recognize him. They would see him and they say, I remember you. You robbed me in the woods. And they would attack him. They would throw sticks at him and they would throw rocks at him and they would beat him up. And he would go back to the Buddha all beaten up. And the Buddha would say, bear it. He says, you were bad to these people and that's why they're doing this to you. That's why they're doing this to you. So you have to accept the consequences of what you have done. And in this way, Angulimala learned to be kind and patient. And people begin to see him and see that, oh, he had changed. He's become kind. We were so mean to him. And now he's very patient. He never fights back. How compassionate he has become. How nice a person he has become. And Angulimala becomes very kind. So kind that when he used to cause problems for people, and now when he would see someone having a hard time, he would feel badly for them. He would want to help them. So one day he saw a woman who was having a baby, and she was having a very difficult delivery. The baby wasn't coming out smoothly. She was having a very hard time, and she was crying, and she was hurting very much. Angulimala was very worried about her. So he went back to the Buddha, and he asked the Buddha, he said, this woman, she's having a very hard time. Is there anything that I can do for her? The Buddha said, yes, you can go to her, and you can say, since I was born, I have never harmed a living being. By this truth, may there be peace for you, well-being for you, and for your baby. Angulimala thought, but actually, I used to be a robber. So since I was born, I've harmed many people. The Buddha said, in that case, tell her, since I was born into the noble life, I have never harmed a living being. By this truth, may there be happiness for you, happiness and peace for your baby. And so Angulimala went to the woman and he gave her this message. He said, since I was born into the noble life, I have never harmed a living being. By this truth, may there be peace and happiness for you and your baby. And it said there was peace and happiness for the woman and her baby. What do you think he meant when he said, when I was born into a noble life? What could that mean? Do you have an idea, Finley? That's right. When he was accepted into the Buddha's community and when he began to hear the Buddha's teaching. So Angulimala, he was somebody that was very scary. He was very scary. People were scared of him. And he was scared of other people. And by hearing the Buddha's teaching, first, he was able to change, stop harming other people. So then people didn't have to be afraid of him. Then people started to treat him with kindness, and so he stopped being afraid of other people. And then at the end of this story, he's still afraid of himself. He still knows, oh, but I've done all these bad things. I've hurt all these people. And the Buddha tells him, no, you've changed. And he, hearing the Buddha's teaching, he learns not even to be afraid of himself anymore. So this is what a Buddha is. This is what's taught to us in the Sambutsuge. To all beings who live in fear, I will give great peace. The Sambutsuge, which we chanted this morning, is praises of a Buddha. Praises of Shakyamuni Buddha, praises of Amida Buddha. And this specific Sambutsuge is Amida Buddha before he was a Buddha praising his teacher. He's praising all the Buddhas. Everybody who becomes a Buddha has this power to remove fear. And that's the direction of our lives. We're all on our path to becoming Buddhas. First, we have to learn to not be afraid of others. And we have to learn not to be afraid of ourselves, to look at ourselves and accept ourselves as we are. And to realize that we can change and become a kind and gentle person. Just like Angulimala, the scariest person around, became kind and gentle and cared about other people. That's the change that happens to us when we hear the words of the Buddha, when we hear the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. we too are transformed by the compassion of the Buddha. まあ、アングリマラという仏様の時代にあったとっても恐ろしい方でした。人の指の、こういうお数珠みたいなものを首にかけたと言われるんですけど、仏様はそういうものを怖くないと思って、そのままアングリマラが住んでいる森の中に入って、アングリマラが一生懸命攻めよう、一生懸命追いかけても追いつけない。釈迦様が止まれと言って、私が止まってあなたがまだ歩いてると不思議なことだったから、釈迦様は人に大変なことを与えて、人に怪我をさせることを、私がもう完全にやめたから、私が止まった。あなたはまだ自由に人に迷惑をかけるものですから、あなたまだ止まっていないと言うんですね。で、釈迦様がこういうふうに正直におっしゃると、アングリマーラが初めて誰かが私にこういう優しく私の間違ったことを親切に教えてくれるのが初めてですから、じゃあ私がこの人の弟子になろうと思って、大変なこと全部やめて仏様の教えを聞いて、それによって優しくなった。みんなが仏様の声を聞いたら、自分の悪いところを気づいて優しくしようという心が生まれてくる。これは念仏ですね。お念仏ですね。自分の間違ったことを気づいて、それから優しくしてあげようという心が生まれてくる。仏様が私に優しいから、私もみんなに優しくしようという心は、南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏の心ですね。I'd like to conclude this morning by once again reading these words, and listen very carefully to hear the message of the Buddha for each one of us. Please join me in Gassho. To all beings who live in fear, I will give great peace. Shōji no kurushimi ni ononoku subete no hitobito ni ōkina yasuragi o atayō to.南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无